So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. We're talking all things road trips, and now that is one of my favorite songs for really getting me kind of in the mood to hit the road and make that road trip. Dr. Bill, is that one of your favorites? Is Tracy Chapman get you in the mood?
It's a very good song. I enjoy that.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things I also like about a road trip is not only my Tracy Chapman, you know, fast car playing in the background, but also really creating more about the journey of the trip and not so much the destination. Now, I know you like destinations because you like that Sapelo Island down there. So you're with Sapelo Island, and that's a great road trip to go down there.
It's a great road trip. You're going to Sapelo Island to stay at the nice cottages, enjoy the weather. But again, it's a nice trip because of climate change. You started here in North Georgia where it can be cold, and you drop down there, and you may have a temperature difference as much as 10 or 15 degrees, depending on how the weather is. And that's kind of nice.
Well, especially on a day like today when it's really cold, a nice 10-degree bump in the temperature would be great.
Right, and you look at places along the way to stop. You know, I like mom-pa places. A good idea and a good place to start when you're looking at trying to find good local food is a website called Southern Food Alliances. And it's basically the institution that guards and protects Southern foods. And it's basically run out of University of Alabama, and they basically have a chair that's dedicated towards Southern foods. Mm-hmm. They also have an app that you can actually go and from their website and information on the app. And if you're driving in any place in the South, you plug in the state you're in or the area you're in, and it will actually map out the mom and pop restaurants and stuff and give you an idea of the menus of what they serve. And that's kind of neat.
Well, I really love that idea because for me, part of a road trip is, you know, finding really, really great places to stop and have a really great meal. If you plan that ahead of time, I think that's a great idea. Now, in talking about road trips, we have someone who's joining us on this segment, Nicole Roberts, who also helps us produce the show from a creative side and getting all the research and finding guests and doing those kind of things here on the show with us today. Because, Nicole, you've gone on a couple of road trips, haven't you?
I have. I've gone on quite a few. Some for fun with my friends, some with family, and a lot for work.
Well, I guess that does count for a road trip as well. You know, a lot of times we think of road trips, we're thinking of, you know, piling everyone in the car and kind of having fun on the journey. So tell me, do you have any apps that you could recommend for right along with Doc Bill's app with the Southern Food Alliance? Do you have any apps to make that journey really what the trip is all about?
Yeah, definitely. There are a few different ones. One that's food-based that I like to use is there's one called the Food Truck Tracker. So you can track where different food trucks are sort of along your journey. And you may not find them in the middle of the country, but if you're going through some of the larger cities, you can definitely find some really tasty food trucks. That seems to be the latest trend for lots of restaurants is forming their own food truck to extend their brand. But in addition to that, there are several different apps, some that will help you find great sort of pit stops along the way and some that will help you track where you're going if you want to make like an itinerary ahead of time. I know one that you were telling me about was Road Trippers, right?
Yeah, I really like that one. Road Trippers is really good because it does just that. You can actually plan an itinerary. So ahead of time when you're doing all of your planning, looking at your budget and trying to determine really how much money you want to spend on this road trip, Road Trippers is really a great app for actually going and sort of plugging in those things you might want to do. So, for instance, maybe a historic stop, you might want to do that. You might want to do something that's entertainment, accommodations. I mean, really everything and anything that you could think of that really makes that road trip all about the journey. Road Trippers and that app can really help you plan that and put it into an itinerary. So I do really love that. But now,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It really is awesome. But now you've used some others, haven't you?
I have. Actually, I was at the LA Times travel show out here this past weekend. And a new app that they were telling me about that I hadn't heard of is one called Rove, R-O-V-E. And it basically is similar to Road Trippers, but it works in sort of in the opposite direction. So if you don't like planning and you don't want to sort of plan out yourself ahead of time, or maybe it was sort of like a spontaneous road trip and you didn't have a chance to plan, Road will let you track where you are and where you're going. So at the end of your trip, you can actually have sort of like a GPS coordinate and like timestamp for each place that you went along your trip, which I thought was pretty cool.
I like that idea, because then if you want to repeat that trip, you have everything stored right there for you.
Exactly. And if you're like me and you like to check in on Facebook everywhere that you go, it's a great way to, just another way to let people know where you went. You can just tell them, like, these are all the cool places I went to. You should go and find them as well.
Yeah, that's another really good point, too. Anything else along the line of tips, of apps, I mean?
Yeah, actually. Another good one is called Waze. Mm-hmm. I've never used it actually for road tripping, but my friends and I use it quite a lot to get through the traffic here in L.A. Mm-hmm. But Waze is it's almost kind of like a cheat sheet. It's similar to like the Google Maps app, but what it does for you, different, like everyone else who's on the road gets to actually send in information on like roadblocks that are happening, accidents that are happening. So you're getting more of like a real-time view of the traffic around you. And so Waze will help you navigate around all of the different things that are happening that you might not get as much information about on like a Google Maps or like your main sort of like Maps app on your phone.
Well, I think that would really come in handy on those road trips where, you, as you said, where you have to go through the larger cities and you can kind of map out things. Now, Doc Bill, mm-hmm. we're talking about these apps and planning and everything, but is there any planning or anything we could do for car comfort? Because although we're going to make these stops while we're driving, we definitely want to be comfortable.
You want to make sure you have a good pillow that you're comfortable in. You want to make sure your rearview mirrors are clean. You want to make sure that you have good visibility with your car and what you can see. And I think it's a good idea if you do a lot of traveling to have three maps, real maps, a map of Georgia, a map of the surrounding states. And you want to have a good map, because sometimes these GPS systems, they cannot work. They can break down. And
that's
so if you have a map with you, a hard map, you can always find out where you're at and be able to get where you need to go.
And also, too, you know, I think when you think about things to put in the car for comfort, now we mentioned the pillows and blankets and things like that for the passengers, not for the driver. We don't want the driver getting too comfortable in terms of a pillow and blanket. But you also may want to keep some things in the car in case there is some road sickness, because some people do get, you know, sick and traveling on the road. So things like paper towels or toilet paper or things like that, you know, to just have in the car with you just in case you need to, you know, do a cleanup, as well as having a little trash bag or garbage bag or something where you can, a plastic bag where you can kind of store things in there. Now, Nicole, what about snacks? I know you and Doc Bill both talked about those apps for food. What about snacks in the car? Because those apps are telling us some places where we can stop and have fun. But what about some great food to make that car a lot more fun? You have any ideas on some foods, snack foods to bring?
Definitely. I definitely have my favorites, which people always think are very weird. But for me, it's Doritos and salsa, even though I know it's a little messy for the car, but I make it work. And either Cheez-Its or Goldfish crackers and M&M's, delicious together. Trust me, it's the salty and sweet that makes it really good.
Oh, wow. I haven't tried that one.
It's very good. But if you're looking for more traditional snacks that everyone can love and not just, like, you personally, you can do things like trail mix and, like, things like carrots or celery sticks are always great. Maybe even, like, string cheese if you're taking a little cooler along with you, hard-boiled eggs, peanut butter, like peanut butter crackers, and things like fruit cups and other kinds of, like, snack things like that, cookies. And it's always important, too, to think about if you're traveling. Like, for me, if I'm traveling with my roommates, you know, it would be fine with some of those things. But if you're traveling with kids as well, like, you have to take into consideration what they'll want to eat, too.
Absolutely. And make sure that you have those, you know, things like a cooler, or that you have Tupperware or plastic bags to store the leftovers in as well, because you may not eat all of what you've planned to bring. Now, we're coming down to the end of the segment, so when we come back, though, nothing makes a road trip fun but having a great playlist to listen to music as you are driving along. And when we come back, we'll take a look at our playlist, because you definitely need that on a road trip. We'll see if there are any matching songs. This is Travel Bags on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
I'm the passenger. I ride and I ride. I ride you out the city backside. I see the stars come out of the sky. They're bright in the alley sky. You know it look so good